KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled, 3 Keys to Experiencing the Supernatural, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. 1. Do not let your heart be hardened. Past failures and disappointments can make your heart to be hardened against God. Unanswered prayers can fix you into the doubt zone quickly, and before you know it, you are no longer in faith. Doubts can come, but do not let them go beyond your head. As long as they do not enter your heart, there won't be issues. But the moment they navigate into your heart and you begin to feast and meditate on doubt, it will surely get your heart hardened against God. You might still be going to church, reading your Bible, and all that spiritual gymnastics, but the reality is you don't believe a thing when you are in doubt. Now, listen to this. You cannot allow past experiences to define your faith in God. If God never consults your past to determine your future, He certainly does not expect that you should dwell on your past failures and disappointments. Past experiences will never invalidate God's word. Get back into faith and let a season of supernatural power of God begin in your life. His word is still the same and He has not changed. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Numbers 23 verse 19, King James Version. 2. Let your expectation come alive. Expectation is needed for God to move in your life. Every day, be full of expectation. When you are going to church, let there be expectation. Never go to church or God's presence to pacify your conscience or to fulfill tradition. Anytime you are in God's presence, in church or at home, or using this devotional in God's presence, be full of expectation, because anything can happen anytime. Sometimes, the supernatural hand of God will not announce before it shows up. It is important to stay in faith and be expectant. The supernatural can happen suddenly, so you have to be prepared at all times. God works with our expectation. That is why the scripture says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29 verse 11, King James Version. God wants to give you an expected end. It is good then to have a good expectation every day for God to work with in your life. Number 3, be full of praise. Have an attitude of praise towards God as often as you can. There is a rejoicing that happens after God has done it, but there also exists a rejoicing that should happen before it happens. This is a rejoicing you give to God, not because you have seen anything, but because you know you will eventually see something. You rejoice that your marriage is done this year, and yet you are still single. That is the kind of rejoicing I am talking about. It is the rejoicing that moves the hand of God on your behalf, because God cannot owe you. Stop the murmuring and complaints. It is time to relocate from Complaints Avenue to Praise Zone. That is where wonders take place. But Pastor, God has not done it. Yes, I know. Praise Him all the same, because He is going to do it. How do you know He will do it? His word says so. Rejoicing before, that is what God wants. Take a look at the scripture. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54 verse 1, King James Version. Why would God ask the barren to sing? Because He is going to do it. It is praise before the praise. It is an act of faith that will not fail. It is the kind of faith that will raise you up. Thank you, and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.